The big reason anyone even believes that an upset is possible here is because it actually happened before.
Jimmy Carter entered the Democratic presidential race a political unknown. Outside of Georgia, hardly anyone even recognized his name. But that would change.
Jimmy who?
I don't know who he is.
In 1976, Jimmy Carter was a long shot, but he came to New Hampshire and focused on retail politics. He slept in voters' homes, his family and friends knocked on doors for him. He built momentum one voter at a time, and it worked. He won the New Hampshire primary and went on to be president. And more than four decades later, candidates are still using the same playbook.
Did you get this idea from Jimmy Carter?
Jimmy Carter would be a good person to get this idea from, but I got it from Gary Hart.
This is Colorado Senator Michael Bennett. He's running for president, and he's currently polling at the bottom of the field. And he brings up a good point. Jimmy Carter may have started this, but guys like Gary Hart, Bill Clinton, John McCain, they came out of New Hampshire with underdog stories that helped fuel that first-in-the-nation legend. But what about in 2020? Is that really possible? Senator Bennett seems to think so. I watched him give a speech at a tea shop in Somersworth recently.
As you may have noticed, I'm not at the top of the polls right now, which makes you deeply cherished people that you're here today listening to me. But so I would love your help.
Bennett is certainly doing the retail politics thing. He promised to hold 50 town halls before the primary. He'll answer every voter question. And by NHBR's count, he's held more events than any other candidate. But it's not like he always draws a crowd. There were just a dozen people at this tea event. And yet, Bennett keeps going.
When I'm meeting with people in New Hampshire, what's clear to me is they're farther away from making up their minds today than they were 6 weeks ago or 6 months ago or even a year ago.
That is true. There are a lot of undecided voters around here and no clear frontrunner. It's yet another reason why Bennett isn't the only long shot placing bets on New Hampshire. But in 2020, there are a few major obstacles that guys like Hart and Carter didn't have to worry about. Bennett hasn't qualified for any of the national TV debates since this summer. Not to mention, it's January. Time is running out. And Bennett clearly has a lot of ground to make up. The same night that Bennett was in Somersworth, around 900 people came to see Mayor Pete Buttigieg a few towns away in Portsmouth. And the campaign was ready for them.
I'm going to ask all of you to take out your cell phones.
Now, sure, not every single person in this audience will vote for Pete Buttigieg, but campaigns drawing bigger crowds have an easier time identifying supporters they can get to the polls on election day. A Buttigieg staffer got people to text the campaign their information right on the spot.
That's how you get signed up for all the events happening near you and how you sign up to talk to your neighbors and your friends about Pete.
I tested it out. I got a text back immediately with details for 9 upcoming events. So, is it possible for a guy like Bennett to score a surprise win in New Hampshire? It's going to be tough, which, of course, then raises the question, why would a low-polling candidate keep campaigning here? Maybe because some New Hampshire voters want them to.
There's 320 million people in this country. I don't think it's a bad thing to have a bunch of different voices.
This is Max Koenig from Dover. He and his wife are trying to see every 2020 candidate. I ran into them at Bennett's tea shop event. Max grew up here, and he says if New Hampshire stops being a place where anybody can show up and try and run for president, the state and the country will lose something.
Hearing those stories only makes us better as a country in understanding that everyone is coming from a different place here. So I'm all for it. I wish there's twice as many candidates that we were running around trying to see.
But while this might be good for democracy, it's still not going to help Michael Bennett achieve that long shot win he's hoping for. Because Max Koenig already knows who he's voting for. He's a Trump supporter. Lauren Chulgin, NHPR News.